all of you are going to have to take notes on this because I have a temperature too high to meet with the woman unless it's absolutely necessary. So, tell about the never having any contagious diseases in the nursery. Three children being brought to us last week that we saved from kidney death by kidney tuberculosis. You can show the two of them, and the mothers wanted to keep them here indefinitely because they would have lost them otherwise. And we saved a baby's life yesterday, and another of the three have gone home. Several that we've saved have gone home that had gastroenteritis and various other things. Say about 100 were here yesterday wanting medical services. Explain about the good foods. It's so wonderful to eat good foods, fresh greens and meat not filled with sodium nitrate. Then show the herbs and speak of the advantage of the leaf, the cow leaf, cow foot, on wiping, how it saves toilet paper. Show them the important dryer, how it's heated off the kiln. Show them that what we learned from our senior, though we did the heavy work, but no seniors have to work, but many choose, and that all spend their time on the soil. All of us spread ourselves around to include manual work, and that's going to be the case, you can believe. When I get things in control, you'll see that happening where we're going. Don't be talking about that. But you can talk about all that. We all live simply. We have a commissary. Nobody has any more than another. We have five. They ask how many live. Oh, five, six in a room. I don't know how many is in the apartment. Never counted. They show them the nursery. Show the children what they're doing. Spontaneously, Pat, have those children rehearse some things in African and the African language and the Spanish, the Portuguese, the Russian, and the Chinese, and the French. Have this available if you have to bring someone in there. Be sure everything's picked up all over the place. There are so many things I think of that people don't think of. And speak up with knowledge and assurance that we've worked hard. When the United Nations said this was soil that would grow nothing, said it was not soil for agricultural growth. But we're experimenting with hill rice and effectively doing so, and peanuts, because you can say the leader said we're going to try everything. And a lot of things that he tried, they said wouldn't work, have. And he would be happy to say a word to her on the telephone if she would come to the telephone, but he doesn't want to give her a bug because we make a practice in our units to put people that have fevers immediately in isolation. That's why no more than six of people have ever received an infection or contagion at one time. Now, all medical people better be listening to this, that we meet 200, sometimes 300 free medical cases a week. House them in Georgetown for weeks and weeks. Put them on our boat free of charge and have kept them here for weeks. Then we took in two Guyanese young men yesterday, or day before. Show those precious sons. We're so proud of them. And what else shall we do? Talk about the one building at the end being a place for people who have trouble with their lungs, if they need the air conditioner. Talk also about the x-ray and the masseuse. They're very good. Show them. Have someone that doesn't mind being shown. Show the example of it. Let them see and be sure there's no smell. If you have to put something immediately, tell them we've wiped out flies by an insecticide committee that is very cooperative, that have eliminated even our mosquito problem and almost flies. Say when we first disrupted the jungle, you couldn't even open your mouth without flies swarming in your mouth. So, say we love Guyana. And then talk about racism a bit, how bad it is there, what it's meant to live there. Say some of our people were beat on, one lady, Lula Rubin, just because she didn't get to work a minute late. The man fired a shot at her, but the shot didn't go off. Said, I'll kill you, nigger bitch, and her baby was in her arms. The only reason she was late was because her baby was sick. And say we have stories like that over and over that we can tell you. But we're not here to fight America. We're here to build in peace. We love Guyana, and we're devoted to the Guyanese government for giving us this opportunity to live here. Praise, say, different ones. You know some strategies. You must remember that I do. I haven't covered them all. You might show them something on the TV shortly, but don't get them entranced with that. Let them see the things. Explain why we have walkways, and have some children walking with seniors. Have some seniors doing things with children, teaching them. And have children reading to senior. So we've eliminated illiteracy. Have other seniors doing their geriatric exercises. The walkways, explain, are just because our leader did not want any falls, and no senior has suffered a break as a result of it. And that's why he insists, even though we've had a hard time, lumber's been a difficult thing, U.S. Customs has messed up a lot of our supplies, they've been lost, and it's been difficult, terribly difficult, because a number of our medical supplies were also lost, that we are purposely lost by some conspiracy, say many high-level officials, as they may have read, that were here. Dr. Goodett, the publisher of all the nation's minority newspapers, black and minorities, and Dr. Lang, which is for Mark Lang, and Dr. Paul Don Fried, all eminent people that opened up the Select Services Committee, say that there is a greater conspiracy against us than even the ones they're dealing with now. That's why they dropped it and came down on their own without charge, offering to find out, because one of our young men back in the States were killed. And say we've been put through harassing things here months ago. But the Guyanese were, they strengthened their defenses some way. We've not been bothered of late, but we had all sorts of harrowing things. Don't go into details. Had people come in trying to identify children. And we had now a conspirator that stepped forward who's high in the conspiracy, a business person, don't say man, that says that they were planning to, they were out there, actually with rockets, going to blow our radio room away, and then our generators, and even though they knew they would kill some, it would be a victory, because they would show that U.S. citizens can't get away and go to a socialist country. And he has made an affidavit to that effect, and it will be on public television if USA will print it. It's already been given to the government here. So I don't know of anything else to explain. Tell them we're getting ready to build a school on beyond the baseball area to have some kids playing basketball. That might be in order. You know, the general things. Anything I've forgotten? Should we? I have 104 temperature. Yeah, sure. I've got 104.9 temperature. That's why I'm not coming. But I would like her to call me and say the only reason I'm not coming is because I don't want to give her a bug, and tell her about the one hospital we have for people who don't have contagions. Be sure to keep that door closed. Act like we have two. Don't point this old one out. Just keep it shut with the screens. Say that's where we keep people so no one sure in, because it's pretty, she can just look in. All of you greet and smile and be very grateful. Be very grateful. Say, hello, comrade. Jim Jones has spoken so highly of you. Somebody ought to give her a little plaque gift. She's been very precious to us on the airline. It wouldn't be at all. It'd be highly important to give her some nice gift, because she, believe me, she has three or four times bumped seats for us to get emergency flights. Thank you. You know, everybody better be smiling, and everybody be walking quickly and showing a lot of love and appreciation.
Hello?
Through some of the beautiful places, the nursery where you usually start, to that lovely path, over around the theater pavilion, the displays, then on to the nurseries, the double nurseries, where mentioned that the second one had, the children were considered handicapped, and it showed just how brilliant they are now. Then you might mention, because I can't stay awake much longer, I've been awake too many days again. Then you might mention that Jim said for her sake, he likes her so much and appreciates what she's done, that if she would just walk down to the pathway, I'll walk up to Muggs's cage, and I'll stand from a distance and speak to her. You copy? Or I'll call her, but I would like to, but whatever, I'm so sorry. I've never let a temperature tell her. I've never let a temperature get me down. You know that. No temperature's ever put me down. But the doctor insisted that I would do harm to my body if I didn't quit staying up, and I've had this temperature for several days. But be sure I talk to her on the phone. Be sure at least that I do that. And make that immediately after she's seen some of the places of beauty. Namely, the display. Do it as rapidly as possible, because you can go back and go over some of the things, and the two nursery centers. Thank you very much. And any union except the love of socialism. He said it distracted from people's tasks. Now we have encouraged people, or allowed them, to have relationships. That has been their free prerogative. But there seems to be an attitude in this little bourgeois element of our community that you're not in quite if you have a relationship. The fact is, it's just the reverse. People who are dedicated to work, conduct their work, and carry on their Marxist duties, and hold their responsibilities to socialism, and face life realistically, never say in front of the Soviets, pragmatically, by the way, face life realistically, today you live, tomorrow doesn't matter what comes, those are more devoted, of course. Anytime you have to lean on someone, obviously, you are not as strong as one who doesn't lean. I can say this, you can say this, a promise that may every child's eyeball fall out if it's not true. I never would allow myself to get in love with anybody because it would interfere with the love of everybody. It's our duty to love all people alike. That's what communism is. Keep your relationships. But quit asking people, have they got a relationship? You're embarrassing some people and making them feel that they're less worth than you. You are the person that should be examining yourself because you are dependent. The person who does not have a relationship is not dependent. Thank you, and may that be circulated and later put on the blackboard by Teresa. In the future, it will be a public service matter if anyone asks what went on in a relationship committee meeting. It is bourgeoisie, it is petty, it is little-minded, it's trivia. And anyone who asks, or anyone who goes out and discusses what went on in such relationships will deal with the PSU. Thank you very kindly. Dollar continues to be battered by yen, plunges to post-war low. Imports will cost more. The dollar plummeted to its lowest post-war value against the Japanese yen and to a record low in Europe yesterday, causing higher prices for the Americans at home and also abroad, and shrinking U.S. pocketbooks.
Come here, Maria, Maria.
The dollar's plunge below the psychological... Standby question. Below the psychological 200 yen barrier in Tokyo, sped up or accelerated a selling spree in Europe until massive central bank intervention stemmed the tide. It was the American currency's worst crisis since a year ago January. Of course, there were contradictions in capitalism, as we clearly learned from our beloved Prime Minister, Marx and Lenin. Capitalism are not going to cooperate. Capitalists work against each other. The Japanese have a surplus, and the USA has not been able to talk her into buying more than she sells, whereas USA is forced to buy more than she sells. So USA has a deficit way up in the billions. It's like someone so far in debt they're about to lose even their clothes off their back, their house, their car. And the same case exists with West Germany. That is a contradiction of capitalism that finally brings down the system. Press have a fear of police raid ruling. Police Chief Charles Gaines of San Francisco is very fearful of the U.S. Supreme Court ruling involving the search of newspaper offices. But media spokesmen fear the worst. All, even the establishment, which is the white established press, is nothing more than a media of the ruling class. It's a myth. There is no adversary media. We have seen that time and again. Things are censored out that are meant for the public to be seen, that would show the true conditions of poverty and the struggle of the working class and the plight of the black and the Indians. So even the obedient servant of the ruling elite, the monopoly capitalist, nonetheless, they are getting more restrictions. It's always so. Chile, when the CIA under Kissinger gave them $7 million to kill Dr. Allende and overthrow that democratically elected social democracy, didn't do them any good. All the press was taken over. All the work that they did for the CIA and for the imperialists, no one paid them off for it. They lost their rights as well as the next. I'm very concerned about the First Amendment rights of newspaper men, said all the newspaper publisher head in the wake of the 5-3 decision in the case of the Stanford Daily, the university student newspapers. As you know now, they can come in without any service of warrant and go through anyone's files without due process and spy on anyone they wish. That is not very comforting. Californians, SSI, checks to be cut. Sacramento, more than 700,000 aged, blind, and disabled Californians will receive a notice next month advising them that their supplemental security income checks will be reduced beginning in September. So you who have come to live here have lost nothing. All Californians are now losing their SSI due to the Proposition 13 that is passed in California, cutting taxes back, run by a racist, Jarvis Gann, who is now championing, along with the fascist mayor of Philadelphia, a campaign across America, and it's gaining a momentum, gaining popularity in every state for a nationwide tax cut. And they openly say, we're tired of supporting niggers and Indians and poor whites who don't want to work. So that's... U.S. Army drops bombs on Chile. The U.S. Army has called off its scheduled shipment of bomb thin assemblies from the Bay Area to Chile, following a refusal by local longshoremen to load the shipment in spite of their arrest. The 22,000-pound arms shipment originally included for loading from a Prudential Lines pier in San Francisco had been moved to Oakland Army Terminal, and the city of Oakland is very fascist and very reactionary. The cargo will remain there until further instructions have been issued by the Military Traffic Command in Washington, D.C. As reported by the UPI, they broke the story, a local member of the International Longshoremen and Warehouse Union, ILWU, noted for its left-leaning in the past. Unfortunately, there's not enough left coalition in USA today to save it from the impending disaster of either nuclear holocaust or the breakdown of its economic system. In order to have a system that will effectively bring about a people's democracy, you have to have, as Dr. Goodlatte said, the publisher, head of all black newspapers, you have to have a strong socialist party. You have to have strong communist party. You have to have strong free trade unions. In the United States, we have none. Half of those in the socialist parties and communist parties are under the pay of the FBI. You remember when we gave aid to Angela Davis? We did it quietly through Dr. Goodlatte, and within 5 days it was known, though it was handed secretly to her. So someone close to Angela, when we were trying to defend her from the terrible things they were doing to her. That's how many infiltrators there are. You could never underestimate the possibility of infiltration. Anyway, the ILU refused to, on political grounds, to load the cargo after being alerted of its existence. Their militant action in response to the Chilean junta's action against human rights was based on decades-old tradition of refusing to load morally repugnant cargo. The Cubans had been dropping these bombs made in the United States on mining villages that were unfriendly to the vicious military junta, the fascist junta that our tax dollars put in power. Stand by just a moment, please. An article coming from the Washington Post, science fiction offers hope, it says, for the future. And that is one reason why it's blasting off in popularity across today's America. So say psychiatrists who were asked to explain the sudden surge of interest in science fiction books, TV shows, and films such as Star Wars and Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Society is so tremendously fearful, anxiety-ridden, said New York psychiatrist Dr. Abraham Weinberg, feeling that any day they can be destroyed in a nuclear war. Everything is so unsure and insecure. There's inflation. Unemployment is growing so rapidly. Thus, science fiction offers the promise of a better future. It's an opiate, like Marx said. That's why people go to religion. It's an opiate to the people. Science fiction really lifts us out of our prison cells. And he said all those in America are living in prison cells, said Dr. Marvin Zipporin, the Chicago psychiatrist. It offers the promise of a better future, you see. And so the people have been caught up, 90% now caught up in their reading list in a popular poll, reading science fiction. Science fiction all of a sudden, we have the entire universe as our playpen. We're transported back to our childhood when the future was bright, before there were atomic bombs and concentration camps and the possibility that, again, genocide will be done in America, as many leading commentators say, will be done to black Indians and Asians, and all of our recent guests said. Science fiction promises us gadgetry and hardware to solve our problems. All of a sudden, cancer is cured. People have learned to live in peace and harmony with each other. There are solutions in science fiction to the problem that besets us now. Another reason that why science fiction is so popular is that it has a moral and religious theme. According to Dr. Peter Martin, clinical professor of psychiatry at the University of Michigan, the institution of religion has suffered terribly, and there needs to be some form of religion or occultism or projectionism to keep the masses from complaining about the conditions that are about to destroy them. So, it is pure and simple, good and bad. It's just that. Science fiction does away. It takes care of it. The institution of religion has suffered terribly, but that doesn't do away with man's need for religion. And science fiction is very close to religion. It is pure and simply good and bad. In Star Wars, he explained there were good conquerors and evil and bad people, and the evil people went away, just like the devil and God in religious scenes. In Close Encounters of the Third Kind, people are looking out into space for some answers to their questions. Instead of being, as we would say by commentary, socialist realists. Realists do not dream. We work with our hands and believe in our minds and believe in only the evolution of socialism. Anyway, in Close Encounters of the Third Kind, people are looking into space for some answers to their questions. Maybe there is some other intelligence out there. It is not much estimate that there is. But we better be taking more care of this planet, because 98% of the world scientists say that we're going to destroy at least North America and much of Europe. China has underground shelters for its people, and so does the Soviet Union. But much of the other nations of the world will go underground, be completely a wasteland, as Dr. Daniel Ellsberg, who's coming to visit us before too long. It'll be wasted away. Dr. Daniel Ellsberg cried just one moment ago over radio that I read to you. He cried and he said, it's terrible to have to sit here and think that one day my country is going to be nothing but a desert and a wasteland. And the United States does not care for its people like the Soviet Union, a socialist country, and China, a socialist country, to build underground shelters. They have no care for life. They build neutron bombs that destroy people. And it's jokingly a common joke amongst the Air Force that they're called nigger bombs. Neutron bombs will effectively, if dropped in a black ghetto or Indian ghetto, be ranged even to a few square inches, destroying every human form of life, animal life, but not one pencil or paper will even be harmed. So it's a good control there, and we now have information from yesterday's news over BBC that neutron bombs are in Rhodesia, as we now have so tacitly and blatantly shown our racism from USA by lifting the ban of arms shipment and economic aid to the fascist regime of Ian Smith. When Zimbabwean Patriotic Front are the genuine rulers of that country and represent 97% of the people. Joshua Nkoma, the nationalist, and his ally, Robert Mugabe, the Marxist, have formed a great alliance. But, no, the capitalists are not willing to give up their exploitation so easily. So that we also learn that there are neutron bombs placed in Union of South Africa. We are told they're in U.S. hands, but who knows if USA is any more sane than South Africa. Anyway, that's the reason people look into space. Maybe there is some intelligence out there. Maybe it will let us know where we come from. Maybe there is a God, or if you can't call him a God, then the Force, such as Star Wars, but he isn't doing very much about two out of babies out of three that are going to bed hungry every night. He's not doing much about all the black people that are being killed, like those that were shot in a crowd in Philadelphia by the police, and those that are murdered by the large cities of America, three policemen on average a day. So I would say, I will trust in the God, the truth, the ultimate truth of socialism. Continuing the news. The dollar tumbled, as I said, in an all-time low today against the Swiss franc. also, a currency dealer says the dollar is no longer even a currency, but instead some sort of political animal that wavers with every news announcement. The dollar's drop today is blamed on a tough reaction by hardline Arabs to the Camp David summit talks, where they feel they were sold out like I told you they would feel. The Dow Industrial Index fell 5.5 points. On Thursday, Secretary of State Vance will visit Saudi Arabia in an emergency meeting because they consider that it may be a grave danger of an economic collapse in USA, and then later go on to Syria, who is totally alienated against USA imperialism. The Syrian president condemned the Camp David summit talks of Carter with Egypt, and the Zionist president Begin of Israel as being totally illogical and discriminatory, in that the nations who have their countries taken by force from the Zionists were not even given participation in the negotiations. He also talked against Egypt's president Anwar Sadat. He has accused him of turning his back on Arab nations and of breaking promises. He made the comment at a meeting in Damascus of Arab nations opposed to Israel. There's a growing, strong alliance amongst the Arabs, which USA has to have. The USA could not possibly exist without Arab oil. And as you know, one of the agreements that came out of the so-called summit, hypocritical summit, when none of the Jordan, who lost her territory, was conquered by Israel, the West Bank, and Lebanon, the southern part of her country, taken by the Zionist, they weren't even included. And now there's been an agreement that USA will set up an Air Force base. We shall see whether the Arabs react to that very kindly. We're getting close to showdown, my friends. And I think, according to what I hear on the commentators, that we're getting close to a showdown. Anyway, he has accused him of turning his back on the Arabs, and he said, we will do all in our power to unify the Arab people against the sellout government of Anwar Sadat. In Washington, Sadat said he had upheld his responsibility to the Palestinians during the Camp David summit. He has now left for Morocco, a fascist state, and talks there, and talks later with King Hussein. In New York, Begin told American Jewish leaders that the Camp David agreement provides for Arab rule for the Arabs on the West Bank. But he said, Israeli troops will remain in the area after the 5-year negotiating period.